It is simple. The Population Fund looks after women and girls, young people, making sure that we can reduce vulnerabilities for women and girls, protect their rights, and ensure that they reach full potential, particularly young people, create jobs for them, make sure that they feel part of society, particularly adolescent girls. Adolescent girls are left behind. We need to work for them, protect them, create jobs for them, let them go to school, stay in school, and be the person they want to be. That's what we do at the UN Population Fund. And we believe that if we do it well, and we get young people, and young girls particularly, to reach full potential, we can actually increase the GDP of countries and ensure that, you know, all of the problems we have today with lack of jobs and with, you know, actually terrorism to an extent can be reduced considerably.
And so, about the importance of investing in girls and women to make progress across the Sustainable Development Goals, what can our audience do? What can girls around the world do? And what is your message also for, you know, like the business community to engage in investing in girls and women?
Claudia, I think I'll turn the question around. I think, yes, girls and women must do their stuff, but men have to do more.
Okay.
Because the centerpiece of the Sustainable Development Goals and what it means to women and girls is the whole concept of accepting gender equality. Gender equality has to be the benchmark against which everybody works. So if in school, at home, and in society, we accept that girls and boys are the same, and they have the same potential, and in society, we actually give equal voice to women and men, we actually are going to move considerably forward. Now, I'm concerned about adolescent girls. I'm concerned about them in the developing world where they actually don't have a voice. So we need to work to the extent to which we can empower them, and boys and men who take decisions in policy positions to be able to do that and do that very well.
Do you think that the participants of the World Economic Forum, the decision makers, are conscious of that and are taking steps forward? What progress would you like to see?
I think that the corporate world has a big role to play. I mean, I see that, you know, there are some organizations who are here today who are actually teaching young girls coding. They're teaching them digitization. They're ensuring that they provide access to school. They're ensuring that they can develop themselves. I think those are the kind of things we want to see. But beyond that is that they can also influence policymakers, governments, and all of that, to ensure that gender equality is the watchword.
There is a lot of criticism actually about gender equality, even at the decision maker level. Is that something that you think that you're going to be seeing the World Economic Forum participants change? And what are the three main things that you think that decision makers should start doing today, this year, in order to advance the Sustainable Development Goals through women empowerment?
One of the things which is critical is girls' education. Education, education, education. The second, of course, is that we need to be sensitive to the issues of women, particularly when they go to have babies and come back, they lose career prospects. We need to ensure that their careers are protected. We also then need to ensure that when it comes to the workplace, it's equal pay for equal work. You know, there's nowhere in the world where women are paid the same as men for doing the same work. So I think those things are important. We also must make deliberate decisions to ensure that participation of girls and women in the public space, in the private space, you know, are the same.